So let's turn to Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. So my name is Uriel. I'm from Israel, and I'm representing a group, an NGO, if you will, called the Israel People Committee. Mm-hmm. I'm joined by Trotem Brown. She's one of our lead attorneys, and she's also in the meeting. So I thought about starting to describing the situation in Israel a little bit.
Yeah.
And then one of our projects that's not so legal related. And then Rotem will turn to Rotem, and she will explain our legal situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. So you know, Israel is a small country, and it's around 9 million people, and it's very important because everything that's going to happen everywhere in the world, it's happening right now in Israel. So the government claims that we have around 5 million people already vaccinated with the two doses of the Pfizer vaccine, which is the vaccine that's currently being used in Israel. We have around 2.5 million children under the age of 16 that cannot be currently vaccinated, and around 1.5 million people, the rest of the people, that's not vaccinated and probably doesn't want to be vaccinated.
Huh.
So they know we reach a point of stagnation where they know that they cannot force the 1.5 million people to vaccinate, no matter the green passport and whatever measures they're taking. So the next step is to vaccinate the children. So one of the projects that we are doing is to try to make people realize how dangerous is the vaccine, and to give the people informed consent, so real informed consent that's not being given by the government, so that parents can decide whether they actually want to vaccinate their children or not. So because you know the government has been given propaganda that the vaccination is FDA approved, which is not. It has an emergency approval only. And they are not giving the information at the point of vaccination. When, for example, in the US, you go to get your vaccine, you get several pages of information that it's an emergency use only, it's not approved, et cetera, et cetera. So in Israel, you don't. In Israel, they just jab you with the needle, and then you go home. So the government makes like there's a system to inform after vaccination about side effects and adverse events, but there is not a transparent system working there. And our group has been collecting from Facebook, social media, all kinds of reports of adverse effects and collecting them in a document, which we have already published in Hebrew, and we are in the process of translating into English. I sent to Corvin our summary in English, and once we get the full report, we are going to send it. We see very serious side effects, like cardiac problems in very young people, and problems among pregnant women, very serious problems. And we wanted people to know that probably the vaccine is more dangerous than the disease. So once this got into social media, the report, and started making some noise, the government came out with the Ministry of Health leaked their own report, in which they downplayed the numbers by far, and they started claiming that all problems were treatable and they were not serious. Which is, of course, a lie. So one of the main aspects of work is trying to make the public aware. The other problem we are trying to attack is to somehow try to stop the vaccinations upon children, because the government is talking now about starting vaccinations for children during May or maybe June, and they are starting massive propaganda campaigns to cause parents to want to vaccinate their children. Like they're claiming that some child from non-vaccinated parents spread the disease in the entire school, and they want to introduce PCR, massive PCR testing in the schools to cause everyone to be afraid, of course, and try to vaccinate their children. So from a non-legal stand of point of view, this is our work, what we're trying to do. And I think I will let Rotem continue and explain our legal work. And then if you have questions, we can try to address them.
Can I just ask quickly, I have a question. So the vaccine, this is only the Pfizer, the BioNTech Pfizer that you're using still?
Yes, the Prime Minister has an agreement with the food Pfizer, which has been published but redacted, with major parts redacted. We know even the date of the agreement is redacted. We know that he has compromised Israel to something, and we don't know what. He has made promises of vaccinating, I think, 90% of the people or more. So the pressure upon the government to try to vaccinate the people is very high, and probably to his pocket as well. Only the Pfizer, and the Prime Minister has already bought like 30 million additional doses, because they are saying that two doses will not be enough. The antibodies will fade within a few months, and you will have to have a third dose of the vaccination.
There is a rumor, Uriel, I don't know if you've heard about this, that kickbacks are being paid to your prime minister for every quote unquote vaccination. Have you heard?
I don't know if it's true. I'm sure it might be true. I'm sure that there are other government officials that they might be getting paybacks also. And I'm sure that many of the doctors working, those that are that want to vaccinate people, they're also getting some sort of payback. But I think that there's an important issue that I think that we believe that probably he has put something as collateral to the agreement, and it might be very dangerous not to fulfill it, because deficit and stuff. So let me let Rotem speak a little bit about our legal situation. It might be important also.